From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States said the number of terrorism incidents in the world declined in 2016 for a second year in a row. The State Department said just over 11,000 attacks took place last year, a 9% drop, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities, a decline of 13%. The acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibrel, said the nations are cooperating to prevent such attacks.
The international community strengthened cooperation in a number of areas, including by expanding information sharing related to terrorist identities to prevent terrorist travel, strengthening border and aviation security, and putting increased resources into efforts to counter radicalization to violence and terrorist recruitment.
He said the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, but it is increasingly on the defensive, suffering losses in Iraq and Syria.
The border between Syria and Turkey was fully cleared of ISIS presence in 2016. Syrian Democratic Forces, supported by coalition efforts, liberated a number of cities and towns used by ISIS as transit and facilitation hubs for foreign terrorist fighters and ISIS external plotting efforts, including Manbij and Jarablus. These operations set the stage for the operation to isolate and liberate Raqqa, which, as you know, is currently underway.
Sibrel said although attacks occurred to more than 100 countries last year, most incidents took place in five nations: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Malawi's former agriculture minister, George Chipanda, has been arrested and faces corruption charges over a procurement contract with Zambia. President Peter Mutharika ordered an investigation into last year's $34 million maize order after a Zambian opposition leader said documents showed Malawi was overcharged for the Zambian crop. Several Malawian officials were implicated in a corruption probe called Cashgate in 2013. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential nominee in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who had served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis by doctors revealed the presence of glioblastoma. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Donald Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He said he and First Lady Melania Trump send their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family. McCain had just won a six-year term in the Senate last November. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday that Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions targeting 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified Iran was complying with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement. The U.S. said Tehran was guilty, however, of violating the spirit of that deal by engaging in what it called malign behavior, such as pursuing ballistic missiles and backing Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad. U.S. and China trade talks ended Wednesday in Washington with no breakthrough and a cancellation of closing news conferences. There was no joint statement or action plan. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke during the opening hours of the Wednesday meeting.
We need to work together to maximize the benefit for both sides. But this is only possible is if there is a more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross took aim at China's nearly $350 billion trade surplus with the U.S., called for balance, including increased U.S. imports, exports into China. Hundreds turned out in Hong Kong Wednesday to pay their respects to the late democracy activist Liu Xiaobo, who died last week of liver cancer. The 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate had been granted a medical parole last month after serving most of an 11-year prison term for subversion. Lee Chuk-yeon is a member of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements in China.
We know very clearly that in China, that all the friends of Liu Xiaobo now are being under surveillance, monitor house arrest inside their own home.
The late activist's wife, Liu Xia, remains under house arrest. Authorities in the Canadian province British Columbia have extended a state of emergency for two more weeks as wildfires continue to rage. The fires have scorched more than 3,200 square kilometers of land and displaced more than 45,000 people. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.